hump day to you. It's a Wednesday on the show about food and fun places and mayhem of life. Good morning. I'm Tyler Glenn, and this is the Tyler Glenn Show. Today, the final day to enter Jeff's Backyard SOS contest. We'll have more on that coming up. Also, the Summer Olympics are on the way, and Canada yesterday unveiling how they're going to look. Their uniforms. Take a look at, in case you missed it, what the uniforms will look like and how they compare to how we used to dress for Olympics way back when. Also, Tasted Tuesday moving to Tasted Wednesday because of my goof. It ties into my good thing, and it's kind of a messy situation I will attempt to clean up this morning and then make more mess with pasta and sauce from Co-op Gold. So budget day yesterday, most of the announcements that they made federally were made in advance of the big budget yesterday. But there is one thing that is going to affect virtually all of us directly, and it has to do with technology. And I'll explain coming up. You're going to say, I remember when I heard that. I remember why that's not working anymore. I remember why I can't get a hold of anybody. That's coming up in just a second. Also, if you're going to be doing some domestic flying in the next couple of weeks, you may want to pack some extra food. There's a strike happening for some folks who prepare meals on airplanes in this country. International flights are not affected, but some domestic routes are, especially if any of your flights are connected to Toronto. There's also the developments involving the $50 vodka jug in Alberta. Have you seen this? You know how your milk comes in a 4-liter container? God bless Alberta. Alberta is the promised land. Alberta is welcoming 500 immigrants a day from other parts of Canada, mainly Ontario and BC. 500 a day. Was it something like 35,000 a year, just fellow Canadians moving to Alberta? And it's probably because of the vodka, the big $50 4-liter jug of vodka. Now the government's getting involved. How could they be allowed to sell something like this? There's some people that are obviously upset. And speaking of upset, think of the restaurant that we all know and love. We don't have it in our town, although our major center, our province's capital, does have this particular restaurant. And they have endless shrimp. They have endless biscuits. And I guess all good things come to an end, because we will address the bankruptcy rumors.
Yes, biscuits and bankruptcy? How could this happen? Why did I have to be such a gluttonous pig on all the endless shrimp? Why?
Anyway, hey, at Eplaw Office, if you're buying or selling a house, please remember them for all your legal needs. This is Andrea and Company. You saw a picture of her and her crew yesterday. They're over on 18th Street, and they don't just do real estate law, but if you are looking at opening up your wills, maybe you haven't done something like that in a long time, or maybe you don't have a will. Oh, my God. Even if you don't have children or a whole lot of stuff, you should have a will. It's just a good idea. We were talking about insurance earlier this week. A will is also a good thing to have. Or maybe you're looking at incorporating your business. See Eplaw Office. You'll find them at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC on 18th Street. Elkhorn Resort, Clarsau Nordic Spa. They have got that amazing stay and soak special going on. Take advantage of that while you can. It is only on until, well, the May long weekend, and it is one of those deals that's happening during the week. So if you've got some extra time, want to take up the girlfriends, maybe you want to have a romantic midweek rendezvous, go check out the Elkhorn Resort Spa and Conference Center. The one-night package in a deluxe room with two passes to Clarsau Nordic Spa is $248, and the two-night package, a two-night stay in a deluxe room along with two Clarsau Nordic Spa passes, just $378. And as I was explaining to somebody yesterday, that, you know, you're getting that beautiful white robe that's so cozy, and you don't get to take them home, but they are for sale. They have a nice little gift shop there when you go in, and lockers for you to lock your stuff up. It's a great spot. 848-2802, Elkhorn Resort and Clarsau Nordic Spa. Lots of great stuff happening as we gear up for an exciting spring and summer up at Riding Mountain National Park. If you're in a hurry, just pop your computer on. Go to MurrayChefBrandon.com. Oh, no lineup. I'm going to zip down there and get myself a quick oil change with Certified Service Express. Maybe you'll pull up the website and you'll see there's a bunch of cars waiting there at the bay doors. Give it a few minutes. Check back again. And it could be they're having a busy day and you may want to do it tomorrow, but at least you can keep working. At least you can keep doing your stuff and not have to go down there and wait in a parking lot for your oil change. You know, it just zip down there as soon as you see that there's no, because that's what the live cam is there for. MurrayChevBrandon.com. And again, every time you get your oil changed, there is a portion of the proceeds going to Bear Clan Helping Hands and Samaritan House. Murray's 1500 Richmond Avenue, Brandon. You name it. So budget came out yesterday. Most of the announcements had been done already. So I wish I could share with you that there was some earth-shattering news that came out of the budget. There is something technical that is going to affect you, and it may be directly, maybe indirectly, but it is going to affect everybody in the country because we're seeing this in parts of Europe right now and actually in parts of Canada. Ontario was the first province to bring this law in. What is the law? So this technical change that's coming is called the right to disconnect. Now, have you ever been working and the boss has called you? The boss has called you late at night and you didn't really much appreciate that phone call. Maybe they needed you to come into work. Maybe they needed to ask you for a little bit of advice. But nevertheless, you got the phone call. And it can maybe it interrupted a meal. Maybe it interrupted some special time. The fact of the matter is that there is going to be a federal law coming in called the right to disconnect, which means that if you are not at work, physically at work, it will be illegal for your employer to contact you. That is coming. Now, if you say, well, my boss never really contacts me at work, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter too much to me. Well, the thing is that maybe the company that you deal with, like say it's a plumbing shop or something like that, and they can't get a hold of their plumbers to come and unclog your toilet. That could be a big problem. Here's what's happening in Ontario right now.
There's such a shifting of what we value, how we want to live, how we want to work. And coming out of the pandemic, what have we all really prioritized? Ourselves.
But don't be fooled by the wording. The new rules don't actually guarantee workers a right to disconnect beyond existing provincial laws, only that employers have to be clear about what disconnecting from work entails. The numbers, though, paint a clear picture of the problem. A 2021 Sun Life survey found 1 in 3 workers across Canada are suffering from burnout. And a recent poll by Robert Half suggests millennials more than older generations are burnt out, while women reported higher burnout rates than men. France was the first country to implement right to disconnect legislation, with other European countries following suit. Now, Ontario's rules are the first in Canada and apply to companies with 25 employees or more. But the approach on this side of the Atlantic leaves more in the hands of employers, according to this labor lawyer.
We tend to, more often than in European nations, put long hours working late into the night on a pedestal.
The Office of the Federal Labor Minister tells Global News Ottawa remains committed to developing a right to disconnect policy and that coming out of COVID, there's an opportunity to make workplaces permanently better. No timeline was given for federal legislation, but even once implemented, it would only apply to the 5% of the workforce subject to Ottawa's employment laws.
Disconnection.
So this will be for federal workers. This will be for people who work in banks. Unfortunately, I think, based on my experience, this is going to be a death blow to traditional media because the reality is that things like news items don't happen on a schedule Monday to Friday. They can happen in the middle of the night. They can happen at any time. When they do, that means they've got to call somebody in. They've got to call somebody in. They've got to call somebody at home. They've got to wake somebody up. They've got to bring somebody in. And that can cause a disruption in people's lives, yes. But how do you conduct business? How are you able to conduct business unless you're able to bring people in at a moment's notice? Now, I think part of this is that we have had some businesses that have taken full advantage of this. Tasha says we talked about it in law last night, about the new law coming into effect in Ontario, soon to be rolled out nationwide. Quinton says it's not a bad idea. Some businesses don't respect personal time. Molly says, I love this idea for everybody. Quinton says, my phone shuts down at 10. My work doesn't have a set schedule, but basic etiquette says don't call anyone at bedtime. OMG, my husband so needs this law to pass here. He's always getting calls on his days off. Molly says make part-timer positions and have people back up that really don't mind coming in whenever. Ryan says correctional officers. Good morning, Carrie Branyuk. It's nice to see you.
Good morning. Oh, I see your little emoji there.
Yeah, so that's coming. That's a big deal. And again, it affects people who are regulated federally. And no word on when that is going to be implemented, but it undoubtedly will be making its way to a company near you. Hey, today is the last day for the Jeff's Clean Cut Yard Care SOS contest. Okay, guys, so make sure that you enter to win. We'll award the prize on Friday. Jeff's Clean Cut Yard Care, the Backyard SOS Contest. Someone on Friday is going to win power raking and aerating for 1 yard in Brandon, valued at $230. Some restrictions apply. Jeff's CCYardCare.ca. Call 204-761-8373. That is 204-761-8373. Jeff's Clean Cut Yard Care. And as soon as this moisture dries up, we will have them doing all kinds of work in the area. And you could have your servicing for free with this contest. So you have until the end of day today. How do you do it? Tell us what's awesome about your backyard. Tell us what's awesome about your backyard. And you could be a winner. You are officially entered to win. What have people said so far? Wendy says, our weeping willow is lovely and the yard is a decent size with a fire pit to enjoy. Megan says, we have enough space to host all our friends. I love the grass in one area that grows greener than all the rest. Jody says, I love the open space for wildlife. Kathy says, I love my backyard. Lots of huge trees for shade, my flower beds, the play structure and sandbox for my grandkids. Sitting around the fire pit, sitting in my screened-in sunroom. It is my happy place. Bonnie loves listening to the birds. Colette says, I love the raised garden, the apple tree. It is my sanctuary. So you can see, people love their backyards. Don't love them when they're all messed up and you need them cleaned by Jeff's Clean Cut Yard Care. That's where Jeff comes in. Jeff to the rescue. Again, grand prize awarding will be on Friday's show. So get to this. Make it happen today, because today is the final day to enter. But when you're having lunch, when you're having a late night snack, go for a flatbread pizza, now available nationwide with the exception of Neepawa and hospital locations. But the other locations will have them. And all locations have the Oreo double stuffed ice cap. And they also have the caramel ice cap. They're the new flavors of ice cap at Tim Hortons that you got to try them out. Tim Hortons in Brandon, Verdun, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. Look for the Small Cookie Campaign less than 2 weeks away, helping support great local organizations with the sale of every Smile Cookie that occurs. Again, that is less than 2 weeks away. You always have time for Tim Hortons. And I hope you have time to join us over at Alternative Choice Garden Center for the Spring Garden Gala. That's coming up fast, Thursday, April 25th. That is a week from tomorrow, from 5 until 8. Tickets are $5. For Grow Together members, they're $10 for non-members. All ticket money will go to Bee City Brandon. Alternativegroup.ca. Get your tickets for this. It's the social event of the springtime and the official start to the growing season. You're going to want to be a part of it. There's a candy bar. There's cocktails and mocktails that come as part of your ticket purchase. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Alternative Choice Garden Center at the corner of 34th and Patricia. And Natural Elements, taking bookings for your float, your unplug, your relaxation. Have you been over there yet? Do it for yourself. Treat yourself. Make this your little chocolate chip cookie of life. A 60-minute float at Natural Elements in Brandon. They've got float therapy, halo therapy, coaching, natural energy therapies. It's a total wellness center. And now that we have got things like allergies rearing their ugly head because the pollen is starting to come out, halo therapy is incredible for helping with that. Halo therapy being a room that you go into where the salt goes into the air and then you can breathe it in and it helps with all your breathing. Check that out. Halo therapy, natural energy therapy, all kinds of tailored services like life coaching, hypnosis, and more. Check it out at Natural Elements Brandon, 2940 Victoria Avenue behind Precision Dental in the former CKX TV building, or visit them online, floataway.ca. Oh, here's me with all my goodies. The gang is all together. I even threw in some extra meatballs. Tomato and basil pasta sauce with the spaghettatini. Now, those were Co-op Gold Swedish meatballs. I like to have a little bit of meat with it. This is the spaghettini from Co-op Gold. And what's interesting is that for Co-op Gold, they have so much stuff that's made in Canada and more specifically Western Canada. But the spaghettini is a product of Italy. Their pastas are, they come from Italy, Co-op Gold. I'm telling you, Co-op Gold is premium products at a discount price. So while you might go to other stores and you say to yourself, okay, well, I'm going to go buy their generic brand because it's cheap. Okay, well, then you get cheap. At Co-op Gold, when you buy Co-op Gold brand, you get a premium product at an affordable price. And I like that. I picked tomato and basil. Do you think I made the right choice? Here are the choices that I could have made. Tomato and basil. Are you helping me with the pronunciation? Spaghettini? Spaghettini? Is it called spaghettini? So it comes in onion and garlic, red pepper, and tomato and basil. So I invite you to try one of the other flavors. Beautiful, delicious, Western Canadian made, Western Canadian tomatoes in these delicious sauces made in Saskatchewan. Co-op Gold, again, premium products at an affordable price. Thank you, Lindy, for that help. Spaghettini. Sounds weird. First time I think I've ever had spaghettini. Maybe I had it before. I just didn't know. It smells like an Italian restaurant in here. Oh, something so basic. Something so affordable. Oh, I can smell the basil and the tomato. Oh, so the smell is so amazing. And I bet you this is going to be nice and messy too. Nothing like some carbs first thing in the morning. Here we go. A tangy zip to the sauce. I love that. A little bit of zip. And dare I say freshness. It's got, I mean, I know it comes from a jar, but that is super flavorful. And I actually like these noodles. Better than, I guess that's why people like spaghettini. I'm a fan of Ichiban. I like the texture of the small noodles. And spaghettini are smaller noodles. Here they come like this. Co-op Gold spaghettini. There you go. And the Co-op Gold tomato and basil. Now, yours will come full of beautiful Saskatchewan-made tomato sauce. I have emptied this out onto my plate of pasta. It's got a tangy zip, a fresh flavor. It's very delicious, really good. And the best part is super affordable. I mean, having a pasta night in your household feeds the whole family and there's leftovers after. And because it's skinny spaghetti, it's considered a diet food. It doesn't have any calories, I don't think. Let me just double check that. No, Lindy says BS. What does that mean? Beautiful spaghettini? Is that what BS means? I think so. Beautiful spaghettini. I know, Lindy. BS. So there you go. And as Lindy says, beautiful spaghettini. Take some of this pasta. I'll pack some of this pasta in a plastic bag and a couple of forks for my fellow passengers if I'm going on a plane. Because apparently Gate Gourmet is on strike. You know Gate Gourmet. You've seen their trucks. You've gotten on an airplane and they've pulled up alongside you and said, hey, we've got to make sure that you've got enough to eat on this particular flight. And so Gate Gourmet has gone on strike, and that has left people without some food. Basically, anything that connects to Pearson. So even though you might be on a flight that isn't to Toronto, it may have, you may be on a plane that has come through Toronto, and that means there would be no food on the plane. And so Air Canada and WestJet yesterday issued a statement saying that if you are going to be flying in Canada, it's probably a good idea because some people are diabetic, and we joke about not being able to have our snacks on the plane and not being able to have my luxurious pretzels that's why I fly, is to get the pretzels. Jokes aside, there are some people that actually need to make sure that they're eating stuff at a certain time, or they may have some health issues. So it is important. So if you know of somebody that's flying and it's a domestic situation only, international flights are not affected. So someone going to Mexico, somebody going into the States, whatever, it doesn't affect them. But if you're flying like Calgary to Winnipeg, you might not get your food because they're on strike. Pulling up to the side of the airplane with a whole bunch of gas station sandwiches that you're dumping in the back. Then they roll out to you and they throw the pretzels at your head. Here's your pretzel. Here's your sandwich. Plop. You want Coke, water? Here you go. This is course number one. Dinner rolls served with a gentle tea. Course number two. Salad with meatballs. Course number three. Good Lord. Those were the days. It was like a flying restaurant. It really, Mama Sunday said it used to be so exciting to fly. And now they wonder why people are getting drunk and punching people in the head. We're playing videos like that every day. It's because there's no carved ham. Do these people look like they want to get drunk and punch each other? No. Why? Look at the woman in the red dress here. She is looking at that guy with the knife cutting the ham like she wants to jump him. I would like to jump you. She's got that look. And if you look at the gaze of the two gentlemen, their eyes are fixated on the meat, on the ham. There's salamis, pastrami's, all kinds of assortments. Assortments of food beyond your wildest dreams. I'm going to start an airline, Tyler Air. It is just going to be a flying restaurant. We're not even going to go anywhere. If they actually did serve food like this on a flight, like they did so many years ago, your tickets would be about $4,000 to go anywhere. Molly says, here you go. There's no room. Can't recline. No meals. Yeah.
The tray in front of me is pushed against my innards. I can't swallow. I'm stuck in here.
And then you wonder why people are fighting and they're going crazy. Well, they're treating us like animals is what it is. They're treating us like cattle when we used to be treated like movie stars. We didn't want to pay the $4,000 for the airfare. And an airline said, we'll fly you for $1,000, but we're only going to have a sandwich for you. And we said, oh, God, I'm going to save. Then an airline came along and said, $1,000, we'll do it for $400, and you'll get pretzels. I don't care. I'm not here to eat. I just want to get to where I'm going. And now we're at a point where it's like $89 one way. I've seen $29. Well, they're not making money then. So then they start charging for your bags and doing all the add-ons so they can make money. But as we've determined, you are jammed in there like a sardine, let alone the washroom. Don't get me started about the bathroom. Holy cow.
Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You won't find a better deal on science-backed pregnancy supplements than at Ritual's Black Friday sale. Get what you really deserve, like a prenatal you can trust. Made with bioavailable key nutrients, it even earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. Save 40% on your first month at ritual.com/pregnancy support. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Well, it's nice to have Kuiper's Family Bakery back online. Yes, go in there today. I'm going to go in there today, get some pizza buns. I will try to limit it to less than half a dozen. Those things are my arch nemesis, the pizza buns. I love them. Monster cookies are a huge hit. You get them, take the sleeve home, and challenge yourself to see how long they last. Great bread, great cinnamon buns, great cookies. Everything is great at Kuiper's Family Bakery. They were closed yesterday. Let's throw some big support behind them today. Please spread the word, okay, guys? If you could share that status update that I put on Facebook, that'd be really appreciated, too. They could use the help getting the word out that they are open for business after forcing to be closed yesterday because of some water issues with the city. They're at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner beside Tasty's. And better yet, go in and get some fresh bread, buns, hot dog buns, hamburger buns. You will not be disappointed. Skydancer Casino, just 88 minutes south of Brandon in Belcourt, North Dakota. Great sports bet operation there. You can go in there and you can bet on your hockey games, your football games, golf. And there is an entire section dedicated to sports. They also have racetrack betting there as well. All kinds of games. I mean, it is a full casino. And of course, they just built that beautiful new water park, and coming soon is a trampoline park. So you thought the kids are going to go crazy to go down and spend some time going down the water slides while you're playing some adult games. The trampoline park is going to add an extra layer of fun at SkydancerCasino.com. Again, SkydancerCasino.com. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and on Twitter, too. And at Auto Fashion, getting those Westman vehicles all cleaned up for spring inside and out. Please take your car to Auto Fashion. If you just don't have the time to get all those wrappers and gravel and salt and sand out of the car from this past winter, take it to my friends at Auto Fashion. They'll take care of you. I promise they will. Good people, great service. And the reviews, the positive reviews, just keep coming in for Auto Fashion. Your vehicle is like a part of the family. Studies have shown we've even named our vehicles. So take your family member to Auto Fashion. Get it all cleaned up at 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet. So 50, that's cheap booze. Like a four, that's almost a 40 ounces. And a 40 ouncer is going to cost you in Manitoba about $35. And for our American friends who can buy a liter of vodka for $7 or $8 US, I'm sure you've heard we are taxed a lot on our booze to pay for our health care. And so 4 liters of vodka, regardless of whether or not it's got a yellow label on it or not, should theoretically cost about $100, about $110. And so I'm surprised this didn't cause traffic accidents in Alberta, this sign. And if I saw this sign and they're not breaking, and if they're not breaking any laws, I would have backed my truck up. I would have loaded up. I would have had enough for Christmas. I would have bought my Christmas liquor from these people. Now, the CBC is reporting that all the proper rules were followed for the sale of this booze. The distiller and store owner say the 4-liter plastic jugs did follow provincial rules. Now, this did get the attention of government and, more specifically, the minister responsible for liquor and gaming in the province of Alberta. Dale Nally says he's concerned about the pricing on such a large bottle of liquor and that a newly tabled piece of legislation could allow him to act more quickly. Act more quickly to buy it? It caught your attention and you're concerned because there aren't more stores offering this value? Is that why you're concerned, sir? I don't think a 4-liter plastic jug of vodka adds to the quality of the distillery industry we have in this province. I don't think that it's responsible pricing. In a world where we're paying $15 for some lettuce, $25 for celery, a 4-liter jug of milk is now $50, and a couple of apples is like $30, and we come across a giant jug of booze that cheap, and you say it's irresponsible? I disagree. Blaze Mom says rent a bus. This is insane. It can turn that frown upside down, especially if your favorite restaurant is closing like Red Lobster. Well, closing may be a little dramatic, but we can throw around terms like bankruptcy. More on that in a second. Sunrise Credit Union, cooperative banking where you're not just a customer, but a member. Experience freedom from fees with Sunrise Credit Union and receive up to $2,000 when you transfer over an existing mortgage or when you're approved for a new one. See our friends at Sunrise Credit Union. They've got 19 branches across southern Manitoba, always doing great in the community. sunrisecu.mb.ca. Co-ops of Westman, go get some spaghettini. And pasta. Make tonight pasta night. Maybe you had a Taco Tuesday night last night. Maybe you didn't mess up the week like I did. Go and get your hands on some Western Canadian made pasta sauce from our friends at Co-ops of Westmount and pick up the pasta made in Italy. Have an Italian night at an affordable price. And as they posted yesterday, and I have to concur, when you buy groceries from your co-op, you're lining the pockets of your community as opposed to lining the pockets of billionaires. That's all that needs to be said at your local co-op. You're at home here at Heritage Co-op, Pembina Co-op, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, Neepawa, Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op, too. And Leon's Furniture Superstore, where you can save the tax. Talk about saving cash, man. If you can just save the tax, and you can all this week at Leon's, even on the sale prices. On select furniture, mattresses, and appliance packages, the numbers have shown inflation has not affected the furniture, appliances, and electronics businesses like they have for housing and food. So it may be rather surprising when you go in and see the prices of stuff and go, wait, that kind of looks like what the prices were before COVID. Plus, I don't pay the tax. It's true. For whatever reason, I quit understanding things many years ago when COVID reared its ugly head. I don't understand why things are so crazy. But at least you can go get yourself a couch. At least you can get a bed to sleep on at an affordable price. Leons.ca, 3635 Victoria Avenue, where you can save the tax for a limited time only. So Red Lobster is causing a stir this morning because they are considering bankruptcy. And how does the internet react? The internet reacts as only the internet can. Memes, laughter. Does this mean no more biscuits for me? Are you kidding? This is not a time to be joking around. This is serious business. Do you know how many people from Brandon, Manitoba, Canada exist only on this planet to have their birthday party in the metropolis of Winnipeg, just 2 hours to the east of us at Red Lobster? Everybody loves it. And it's your fault. You ate the endless shrimp too much. This moved yesterday. The Red Lobster is running out of options to keep the cash flowing at the restaurant. According to Bloomberg, the famous seafood chain is considering its options to restructure some of its debt and other expenses, including leases that they have under its name, rising labor costs, and yes, the B word, Chapter 11 bankruptcy for Red Lobster. Okay, Bed Bath & Beyond, I get. I've never been there. You know what? I have a bed. I have a bath. I don't know what Beyond is. I get it. My wife would go there once or twice, pick out a towel, a candle, and then they go bankrupt. I get that. But Red Lobster? If Red Lobster can go down, anybody can go down. This will be a turning point in history. Will we remember the conflicts of the world? Likely not. Will we remember the world events, the inflation that was crippling? No, we won't remember that. Will we remember losing such amazing celebrities as Farrah Fawcett and O.J. Simpson? No, we will not remember that. We will remember the fall of Red Lobster. It will be written in the books. The children will open their history book. Chapter 12 today, kids. The fall of the greatest sit-down restaurant chain in the history of the free world. Red Lobster.
Mrs. Smith, I have a question.
Yes, go ahead, Timmy.
What caused its downfall?
Two words, Timmy. Endless shrimp. So Target is causing some confusion south of the border this morning because a gentleman has shared a TikTok video that explains that Target is now implementing times where it doesn't allow self-checkout. And I think I know what's happening here. First, let's see if we can get our hands on this TikTok video where this guy is explaining, and I'm hoping it's not too long, so he can show you how Target is closing some of their self-checkout lanes, then things clog up, and the self-checkout lanes are closed. Why? I have a theory, and I'll share that theory with you in just a second. First, let's have a listen here.
I have it. Target is slowly becoming... So someone posted this picture to Twitter saying that this was their local Target and that they only had one cashier. And like me, you might be wondering, why don't they just use the self-checkout? Honestly, I prefer to use the self-checkout. Well, I did some digging and it turns out that Target is now implementing times where they don't allow self-checkout to be turned on and instead force customers to go to checkout aisles with a cashier at it. This person on Reddit said that before they used to be able to do self-checkout from 8 to 10, but now corporate has told them that they're only allowed to turn it on from 10 to 6:30. The reason for the new change? Well, apparently corporate thinks that guests prefer real checkouts. Now, while maybe some people prefer being checked out by a real person, I think everybody despises lines that go across the entire store. Not only that, but sometimes people just don't want to talk to cashiers. They just want to go in, get their one or two items, go to self-checkout, and get out. It is absolutely bonkers to me that Target would turn these off to force people to use a real cashier because the guests want it. Why don't you just give people the option, let people that want to do self-checkout check out, and let people that want to talk to a real person go to check out with a cashier?
Okay, and so Road Reverend is smelling what I'm cooking here. Road Reverend says, sounds like they're trying to make self-checkout look better. I have a theory. So what I think is happening in the States, they're trying this out at Target, is they're going to create a sense of demand. In sales, they call something similar the sense of urgency. If you don't buy now, you'll pay later. If you don't buy right now, you'll miss the opportunity, right? Well, this is creating value. This is creating a situation where you're standing in a giant line like this guy showed, a giant line like this, and so that's your option. A giant line that goes all the way to the back of the store, or you see the empty self-checkout. Guess what I think is coming next? For 99 cents, you can use the self-checkout. For a little subscription fee, you can use the self-checkout. And our kids and grandkids will someday look at us and say, yeah, I'm paying the subscription rate. Are you kidding me? I want the self-checkout. And we will say to them, there was a time where people cursed these stupid machines because they never worked. We needed cashiers to help us. And now you're paying? Imagine a world where you're paying to do somebody else's job. You're paying to leave the store with their stuff. In addition to what, obviously, you're already paying for the merchandise. What do you think of that? What do you think of that little conspiracy theory? Because, you know, people don't like self-checkouts. On this, we can agree. I don't care what this guy says. The only time we like them is when you see a lineup like this and you have a few items. Or you are an antisocial person and you don't want to talk to people. And those people continue to grow in numbers. More people don't want to talk to anybody. So then make them pay. If you don't want to talk to anybody, you're going to pay. And then they're going to make some more money. Blessed Mama says they got to be careful they don't make people feel like they won't go back because of the long lines and waiting. Road Reverend says, I am bang on, I'm onto it. Dang Dong says they have a Target Plus membership. Blessed Mama says that would be insane. Kyle? Hey, Kyle, I have three Targets in my town. Everyone has numerous checkout lanes open, and there is never any waiting. Well, that could be stopping if if Target decides, oh, we'll clog them up. We'll make them beg. They think they hate it? Oh, yeah, okay. We'll make them beg for the self-checkout. Please, I'm in a hurry. I can't wait. And guess what, guys? Time and money are interchangeable. Well-known fact, time and money are interchangeable. If you're going to lose 2 hours in a store, and the choice is between losing the 2 hours in the store or getting through the self-checkout and paying, people are going to pay. Good to see you. Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow. Show starts at 7 o'clock Central, by the way. 7 o'clock Central for food, fun places, mayhem of life. And we always have a tremendous amount of all three. Thank you for being here. I really do appreciate it. Always fun to have a fun conversation with you. And we'll do it again tomorrow. In the meantime, stay dry. It's going to be an interesting Thursday. Hopefully we don't have crazy, scary, icy roads tomorrow. But we'll keep you updated. And in the meantime, have an amazing day. And we shall see you again tomorrow morning at 7. Have a great day, guys.